Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
More on the dig out following the storm. Snow crews and private contractors have been struggling to deal with the 25 inches of snow that fell on Boston proper over the weekend, the fifth largest snow total in city history. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the city's effort to dig out.
It was Sunday morning services as normal at the Concord Baptist Church, just over the Boston City line on Blue Hill Avenue in Milton. Pastor Conley Hughes.
We welcome all who are here at this house today.
Many Boston area churches, some located on impassable streets, had canceled services. Minister David Hughes.
It's been our motto always that we don't close in inclement weather, even if the snow's coming down.
With the church parking lot cleared of snow, congregants at Concord Baptist were joined by members of nearby churches. Across the city, the sound of snowblowers, snowplows, all sorts of snow removal equipment out in force. Boston Mayor Tom Menino says the city called for and got outside help.
We got 20 front-end loaders from MEMA, and also we got some from Massport and some private contractors. I'm on the phone trying to recruit more equipment for the city of Boston.
The mayor talked with reporters after touring parts of the city where he saw a lot he liked and some things he didn't.
That street right up there, look at how clean it is. You take some other streets, the plows haven't been there yet. And I've asked my fellow grass commissioner to give me a full explanation of why some of these streets weren't touched by the contractors. They're private contractors. They have work to do and they sign a contract with us to do those streets. I want to know why they haven't been done.
With far too many unplowed streets, the mayor made an early call. No school on Monday, saying several community centers and Boys and Girls Clubs will be open for parents who need a safe place to drop off their children.
A lot of these streets are really, especially around the curbs of these streets, it's very difficult to get around.
As quite a few people parked along busy Center Street in West Roxbury found out when they got tickets on their cars.
The parking ban is still in effect in the city of Boston. We want to give the public works crews more time to push the snow back so we have wider streets.
Good morning, Mayor's office.
The mayor's 24-hour hotline was busy. Many calls about streets in need of plowing. Another public safety concern, says Police Commissioner Ed Davis, unshoveled sidewalks.
Sidewalks, I know, will take a couple of days, but if you're walking in the street, just be very, very careful. We don't want to see a lot of pedestrian accidents. So use caution. It's going to take us a couple of days to get this back in place, but things are moving along nicely.
Outside her sister's nail salon in West Roxbury, Nancy Lee was shoveling the sidewalk.
I wasn't here when the blizzard came, but I heard about it, and I was actually in Vermont on vacation. And so I saw pictures and everything, and I'm like, oh, this is nothing. Until I actually came home, I'm like, wow, this is crazy. The side roads are really bad.
On block after block, it was neighbor helping neighbor, at times improvising when it came to snow removal equipment, like John DeGroff and his neighbor in Roslindale.
Oh, the road will kill her. Digs up the ground. I think he'd really shoot the snow when he gets it going. The snow we have is crazy.
Wow, is the way Renee Ancion of Roxbury describes the snow. For her, the best part of the day came when the T resumed partial service in the afternoon. She caught a bus to go shopping.
Just to get out.
It's her way of winding down from the storm.
It's over. Cleaning up, that's what we're doing. So, little by little, get it done.
The T expects to have full service restored today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.